Hi, Desert Rugs.
Hi, is Richard available?
Speaking.
Hey, Richard. My name is Steve. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
You're calling from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. I'm not really going to try to take up much of your time today. The reason I'm calling is I'm just trying to follow up with you on we sent out an offer to you about 2.5 weeks ago. It was a pre-approval for equipment financing, working capital. I don't know if it came across your desk or anything like that. I'm sure you get these all the time and it really just end up tossing them.
You better send it to me again because I haven't seen it.
We haven't? Okay. Well, I can do that. Well, I can give you some information too.
All right, go.
Yeah. So you did get pre-approved for some equipment financing, about $250K. That's either equipment or working.
What? I think you guys are funny.
Why's that?
Being approved for $250K, you don't know shit or shinola about me.
I didn't say approval, I said pre-approval.
Pre-approval. That's even worse. Anyway, go ahead and send away. What else you got going?
That's about it, for that. I mean, are you looking for anything in the future?
Yeah, I'm looking for a consolidation.
Consolidation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who are you going through right now?
Who am I going through right now? I got four positions. I'm trying to get rid of them.
Oh, okay. Consolidation. I gotcha. Okay.
Is that something you can handle or not?
Well, I mean, we might be able to. Give me one second. I just came from our customer service department, and I'm kind of in the training program right now. So my supervisor has been sitting here the entire time. Let me transfer over to him. His name is Sam.
Okay.
Give me one second. Hello, is this Richard?
That's right. How can I help you?
Hey, Richard, this is Sam. How are you doing?
I'm good, Sam. What's up?
Hey, so, Steve's telling me that you might be looking to consolidate some debt. Is that the case?
That's correct.
Okay, what kind of debt are we looking at?
We're looking at somewhere around $35,000, $37,000 in that area somewhere.
Okay, and are they loans?
They are dailies.
Oh, I see. Okay. You got multiple ones, or how many are you looking at?
Four of them.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I have four of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Four of them totaling 35 to 37. You'd be looking to pay all those off?
Absolutely.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, it's definitely something that we do. Get into a couple details to see what we're working with here. Now, I have you guys, is it High Desert Rugs and Furnishings? That's the business?
That's the business, yes.
Okay, and are you the 100% owner over there?
No, my wife is the other 50%.
Oh, okay, okay, perfect. All right, so basic question to see kind of what we're working with here. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
We do about $250,000 to $275,000 a year.
Okay, and is that up, down, or the same from last year?
It's in the same category, same ballpark.
Okay, sure. How long have you guys been in business over there?
16 years.
Oh, nice. Nice, okay. Okay, and then let's see. For your personal credit, how's that looking? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
I'd say somewhere in the sixes.
Okay. All right. And any idea if your wife is around that same neighborhood?
She's real close to the same area, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. That leaves some ground for us to work with. Okay. And then, let's see. Now, on these, the other loans, it seems like they're working capital loans. Are they all from different sources, or are some of them from the same? What's that rundown?
They're all from the same source, or sources.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry, I mixed you up. They are four different people, four different companies.
Oh, four different lenders, all for your same company,
Different lenders.
Four different lenders. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have? I mean, off the top of your head, do you know kind of how much you borrowed on each one and how much of a balance you have left?
I do not.
No, just the total balance is what you got.
Total balance is what I got.
Okay.
I can't give you that information. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, and, you know, I'm just trying to give you a little feedback on exactly what's going to be available. But we can circle back and kind of tackle that a little later. For now, it definitely looks like, you know, let's see, we got about 35 that we're looking to pay off. Were you looking to do anything in addition to just paying off the debt, like with some extra capital on top? Would you be able to use it in any way?
Well, yeah, if that's possible, that'd be wonderful.
Sure. Okay. Because, you know, typically the way these things work with when you try to refinance something, as far as working capital loans, if you do try to refinance a working capital loan with another working capital loan, there usually isn't just a straight refinance option. But what there is an option to get what we call a payoff loan. So we would pay off your current existing loans and then give you additional capital on top of that. So I always like to make sure that, you know, there's an actual use for the money there. Otherwise, it might not make some sense. But
let me tell you how we would use the money, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm in the rug import business. We do custom rugs for people. And anyway, I have some merchandise that's pretty much ready to go, sitting over in India.
Mm-hmm.
And if in fact I got any monies on top of what I'm trying to accomplish, hey, come on, I'm up to paying off those, getting them over here, so I can get them out on the floor so I can sell them.
There you go. That makes sense. Okay. That's a good situation then. We're able to work with it. All right. So I'm assuming as far as a timeline here, sooner the better to get the funds in place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right. And do you have any idea who the lenders are for the other working capital loans?
I have two of them, Capital for Merchants.
Okay.
That's the one that I owe the most to. We owe them about $17,000.
Gotcha.
And then we got the one that everybody likes to talk trash about. Let's see if I can remember now that I've said it.
Oh, now I want to know. Oh, okay, Yellowstone.
Everybody knows about Yellowstone.
Yep, I know them.
Well, I owe them about less than $5,000.
Okay.
And then the other two, I don't have that. I can't give that to you right now. I don't know what they are.
Sure.
They're smaller loans.
Smaller. So the 17 is the main one that we're working with, and the other two probably going to total about anywhere from 10 to 15 with the two of those together.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right, just give me one second. Sorry, I'm taking all these notes by hand. I do it by hand first, then I plug it into the computer. Okay. All right, and we have, you know, gross annual sales looking around $275. All right, now, do you accept credit cards as payment over there? Is that
Absolutely, and we probably, this time of year, probably 30% of our business is credit cards.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, would you... Do you fluctuate with the season? Are you somewhat seasonal, or how's that work for you?
Definitely. We're in Scottsdale, Arizona. Right now, we're setting about 108 today.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody that isn't on four legs is hiding under a rock with
me. So, yeah, I can believe it.
This is a second home market. We got about 7.5 months, 8 months that we do a pretty good business, and we got 4 months we go, this is going to be a kind of an interesting day, and that's how it works. And that's when I start sending stuff out to places like Montana, Wyoming, Utah. I've been doing business up there for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
So I got a lot of client base up there. So that's how we get it done.
I see. Okay. All right. So, you know, basically the next step in this is going to be to flat out get you qualified, to get you approved.
Yeah.
We'll, What we'll do is we'll get you approved for the largest amount possible. It looks like we're, you know, based on your total loans, it's going to be upwards of that, because we're going to have to pay those off and get you additional funding on top of that. So the first step is just straight out get you qualified. In order to do that, it's a pretty simple process. We'll take a look at, it's usually 6 months of your most recent bank statements, but I would say was the last month or so a little slower for you because of the temperature?
Yeah, a little bit, but not awfully bad.
Okay. You know what? Just to play it safe, okay? Normally, yeah, we ask for 6 months, but just to play it safe, let's go ahead and do 12 months. You know, it's just a couple more clicks of the mouse, but it allows you to get, you know, a more full approval as opposed to having a 1 month that throws a little off. So I'll need 12 months of the bank statements, the most recent tax return that you have. Do you guys have 2015 finished?
I'm pretty sure we do, yes.
Okay, perfect. So that the tax return, and then since you take credit cards, we'll take a look at the last 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
That's not a problem.
Oh, okay, perfect. So it's just those three things along with an application, and we can turn around and get you, you know, the answer on how much you qualify for in about 24 hours. From there, we can kind of work backwards. We can see of that amount how much you want to take, and then we'll let you choose the term. It's the same process. We'll qualify you for the longest term possible, and then you can choose whichever term makes the most sense for you. Typically, you know, how long does it take you to turn your merchandise over?
It depends on the year, of course, and the time of year. But generally, I'm usually in and out of it within 120 days.
Oh, okay. That's nice. You know, and if that's the case, so we're going to, you know, qualify you for the longest term possible, but it might make sense for you to choose a term that matches that shorter cycle. And the reason for that is, you know, a lot of people, they naturally think they want to do the longest term possible, but if you choose a shorter term that matches a return on your investment, you're going to save money in the long run because you're not paying that extra interest cost by stretching it out over a longer period of time.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, what we'll do, like I said, you just get all that information back into us. We'll give you the full options of what you qualify for and see what makes the most sense from there. We'll give you a few to choose from, and then you can take what works best. Now, did Steve get an email address from you that we can send all this over to?
But I'll give it to you right now.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Hi, H-I-G-H, Desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, Rugs, R-U-G-S, plural, at AOL.
At AOL.com, okay. All right, so I will have Steve put together an email for you right now. You'll have all of his direct contact information, and it will have a list of everything that we need. Once you go ahead and shoot those right back to him, we'll get you an answer in about 24 hours. And I'm right next to Steve, so if there's any questions or anything, I can always jump on and help you out.
All right, sounds good. Your name again?
My name is Sam.
All right, Sam, listen, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Be patient with me. My office manager, it won't be in today, won't be in until tomorrow. So
okay.
You won't get up until tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead, I'll make a note of it, and we'll be patient, we'll give you a little time, and you know, if we don't hear anything back, you know, late tomorrow afternoon, we'll probably just give you a call just to make sure we're on the same page.
All right, my man. Take care of yourself, and thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Richard. You do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.